بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, before we commence with the talk proper, one very seldom practiced upon sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we are aware, tonight being the 21st of Ramadan, those fortunate ones who have the opportunity of sitting for i'tikaf have already commenced their i'tikaf from the time of Maghrib, from the time of sunset. But there is an opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us each and every day, each and every time we come to the masjid. And this is taught to us by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that when a person enters the masjid to make the intention of nafil i'tikaf. Ulama have written, and the kitabs of fiqh have mentioned, that there is no minimum time period or duration for nafil i'tikaf. And in fact, in the month of Ramadan, when a person comes into the masjid at the time of iftari, we are consuming our iftar in the masjid, we are having khajur, water, etc. One of the conditions for this being valid is a person has to be in the state of i'tikaf. So this sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for us to make this intention to revive it within our lives. That when we enter the masjid, one is we know to enter with the right foot, and then to recite the masnoon dua, bismillah, wassalamu ala rasulillah, allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. And together with that, for a person to make intention within his mind that I am now entering into nafil i'tikaf. Ulama explain, a person will inshallah get the reward of i'tikaf for as long as he is in the masjid. Nevertheless, my dear brothers and elders, as we are aware, we have now entered the business end of the month of Ramadan. The last 10 days and nights are moments in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given for us not just to find Laylatul Qadr, but ulama explained for a person to find the creator of Laylatul Qadr, for a person to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have mentioned previously also, these are the days and nights of amnesty. From the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive and to free and to emancipate millions and millions and millions from the fire of Jahannam. That these are the nights and days for a person to earn his direct ticket to the gardens of Jannah. Ulama explain, in this world a person goes for a journey. He's going for Hajj, for Umrah, for some holiday, for some business trip. One is a person goes via another country. He stops over at some destination, he's in transit. He's got to wait on those cold airport chairs. He doesn't have currency of that particular country. Food is hard to come by. He can barely rest. He's worried about his luggage. Nobody must steal his belongings. And it's a very lengthy or very difficult stay over in that place until he reaches his destination. And the other is that person who is fortunate to afford a direct ticket, that he goes directly to his destination. He gets onto the plane. He closes his eyes. He has a good rest. And the next time he wakes up, he is now touching down and landing at his destination. On the day of Qiyamah also, ulama explained, there will be two groups of believers. One will be those who left this world with iman, but due to the commission of evil deeds and them not having made tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will go to Jannah, but they will have to go via the fire of Jahannam. Ulama explained, Jannah is a place of purity and cleanliness. And for a person who does not burn away his sins in this world by making tawbah, making istighfar, turning to Allah, then he will be forced to burn it away in the fire of Jahannam. These are the nights and the days, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us to turn to him in tawbah, to ask him for his forgiveness. And we mentioned also that that person who feels that I am very far away, my entire life I have spent in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have so many evil habits, it seems like a mountain to climb. These are the moments where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to stretch out his hand of acceptance to us. Ulama say Allah is ready to give, but who is there who is ready to take? When it comes to the forgiveness and the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mufassirin have mentioned a very beautiful incident for us to take lesson and understand, that in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody is a write-off. In the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, amongst the Bani Israel, there was a very severe drought. Rain had not fallen for many weeks. The crops started to dry up. The animals began to become weak. The people also were going through a very difficult time. It was a very trying period of time for them. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam takes the town people, and he goes to the outskirts of the town, and the intention is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make dua to Allah to send rainfall. As we learn in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that there is a salah called Salatul Istisqa. When there is severe drought, rain hasn't fallen for some time, then a person goes, or rather the entire community will go to the outskirts of the town, and they will express their humility before Allah. They will take the elderly, the young children, the weak ones, the ill ones, and they will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and draw the mercy of Allah. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam takes the Bani Israel, and they go to the outskirts, and they raise their hands in dua, and they are asking, and they are crying and begging Allah. But to their surprise, they notice that those few remaining clouds that are in the sky, those clouds also disappear, and now there is almost no hope of any rain coming. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asks Allah that we have done everything possible, everything in our power. Why is it that you are withholding your rain and your mercy from us? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him that, O Musa, there is amongst this group that has gathered here, there is a person who has disobeyed me for 40 years. He has broken every command of mine, violated every command of mine. His entire life has been in my disobedience. And he has led a very terrible and wretched life. And because of the evil effect of his sin, I am withholding my mercy and my rahmat from this town. So, O Musa, you need to make an announcement and tell this person that he must leave the gathering. And if he leaves that gathering, then my rahmat and mercy will descend upon you. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam makes the announcement that there is a person amongst us who has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 40 years. And Allah is withholding his mercy on account of this person's evil. And therefore he should please excuse himself. The narration mentions this person thought to himself that if I have to stand up now and I have to move away, then I will be disgraced for the rest of my life. The entire community and the entire town will know me to be that person who disobeyed Allah for 40 years. And they will realize I am the cause of the ill fortune that has come to them. But at the same time, if I have to remain seated here and I don't wake up and leave the gathering, then this entire group will be deprived of the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. He was in a dilemma, like how ulama explained when there is a program in the masjid and the MC or the announcer has to announce that there is a certain vehicle that is blocking, and he calls out the make and the registration, and that person knows it's my car and he knows he came late and he parked incorrectly. But if I have to wake up now, everybody will look at me, the musallis will give me daggers, and there might be somebody waiting outside ready to start a fight with me. So this person also thinks to himself, what do I do? So he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the bottom of his heart, he makes tawbah. And he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. And suddenly the sky turns dark and the clouds begin to appear. And it begins to rain and rain and rain. The watering holes become full. The dams and the wells become full. The animals drink. The people fill up their utensils. The crops are rejuvenated. The entire conditions turn. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam turns to Allah. And he says, O Allah, you had said to me that there is a person from amongst you who has disobeyed me for 40 years. And because of him, I am withholding this rain. And if he does not leave the gathering, I will not send down my rahmat and my mercy. How is it suddenly that your rainfall has come? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, O Musa, it is now on account of the sincere tawbah that this person has made. He has become so beloved to me that it is because of him that my mercy has come and the entire community has got rainfall. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, O Allah, point out this person to me. Show me who this person is. I want to congratulate him. I want to greet him. I want to inform him of this glad tiding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, O Musa, when he was disobedient to me, when he had broken every command of mine, when he was leading a life that was very far away from me, I concealed him, I made his sattari, I did not expose him to the people. Do you think now that he has become my beloved, he has made tawbah, he has turned to me, do you think I will now expose him to you? This is the love and the mercy and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explain Allah's forgiveness is unconditional. Allah's tawbah is unconditional. In this world, if a person has to do me down in business, he has to be harsh to me, insult me, he abuses my trust, I lend him an item of mine, he doesn't take care of that item, then if I am a very large-hearted person, a very generous person, a very forgiving person, I may forgive him the first time, or I may forgive him the second time and the third time. But when I notice this person is a repeat offender, and despite him promising and asking for my forgiveness, he continuously does this. He breaks my trust. He doesn't keep to his word. He's deceitful. He's a liar. He's a cheat. Then which person will be prepared to forgive someone like this? I'll keep him at a distance from me. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that when a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is prepared to make sincere tawbah, he is genuine in his repentance. It is not just a surface level tawbah that now this is some big night, I have come to the masjid and it is customary for me to sit in this bayan and then to make dua and to ask Allah's forgiveness. But I know in my heart I'm going to go back to that guna and sin. But when a person is genuine, he really wants to change his life, he sees this as the turning point in his life, then attaibu min adh-dhanbi kama la dhanba lah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that person who makes tawbah, not only does Allah forgive, but in our understanding Allah forgives and forgets also. Of course Allah is beyond comparison and understanding. Walillahil mathalul a'la. Allah does not forget, Allah does not become oblivious. But as though this person has never committed a sin in his entire life, Allah now treats him as his beloved. Ulama say, At-ta'ibu habibullah. The person who makes tawbah now becomes the beloved of Allah. He becomes the friend of Allah. He becomes close to Allah. Allah is prepared to shower his mercy and blessings upon such a person, because he has made tawbah. These are the moments, my dear brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these Mubarak nights, where every person will be searching for Laylatul Qadr. And ulama have written that Laylatul Qadr, one is the translation or the understanding that we know, that the night of glory, the night of might and power, the night of significance, due to the great rewards that Allah has kept in this night. But what that ulama explained, the night of Qadr is called the night of Qadr, the night of glory, the night of significance and honor. Because that person who will make tawbah on this night, he will become full of honor in the court of Allah. That this night has been named after him. Although a person may have been a sinful person, he broke the commands of Allah, he may see himself to be very far away from Allah. Especially when it comes to our youth, a person may think that my entire youth has come out in the disobedience of Allah. I have no affinity with the masjid. I have no affinity with the Quran Kareem. I have no affinity with salah. I don't find any enjoyment in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah is prepared to make this person also significant and honorable in his court. The condition, my dear brothers, is for a person to be genuine and sincere in his tawbah. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that on the night of Qadr, which we find in Suratul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the virtue of the night of Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the virtue, the benefit, the reward that a person will get on this night is better than 1,000 months. And if we do the calculation, 83 years and 4 months. Which person has the strength, has the ability, has the steadfastness to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 83 years consecutively? This is almost impossible. Whether Allah gives us a life of 83 years or not is questionable. But a person will exert himself on the night of Qadr, and he will be fortunate enough to spend that entire night in ibadat, then the reward and the benefit will be equivalent to 83 years and 4 months in the obedience of Allah. Where will a person get an investment like this? And not just the night of Qadr, but the entire month of Ramadan. In the beginning of Ramadan, we heard the hadith. Every nafil a person will get the reward of one fard action. Every fard times 70 in reward. If a person hears of an investment like this, then he'll take out his wealth and his assets from everywhere else, that this is the most profitable and beneficial investment. Allah is prepared to give it to you and I, my dear brothers. And one of the wisdoms of the night of Qadr, or the exact date being taken away from us, a lengthy hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu in Bukhari Sharif, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had emerged from his home, and he sees two individuals arguing with one another, some dispute had broken out. And then he says to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that I had intended to inform you the exact date of the night of Qadr, but on account of the dispute and the fight that had broken out, Allah became angry, and therefore He took away the knowledge of this night from me. And then He mentioned to them that now all that I can advise you is seek this night during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, and specifically during the odd nights. So a person does not know exactly when will be the night of Qadr. And here also ulama have explained that it is futile for a person to go outside and now look into the sky. And as we find very common, people will speak to one another and say, I think tonight is the night. Tonight is a very serene, a very calm night. There may be light rainfall. And perhaps this is the night of Qadr. But the wisdom of the exact date being taken away, ulama explain, is so that a person will exert himself on every night. Allah wants to see that effort and initiative from our side. That despite the entire year passing by in a state of negligence, state of heedlessness, a state where we were not conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now a person will push himself. Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahimahullah has mentioned, or rather, Mawlana Umar Palanpuri Sahib rahimahullah, somebody had asked him that how much of rest should a person take? A person becomes tired. It is only natural as insan. Sometimes the eyes begin to close. The body wants to shut down. So how much of rest should a person take? So very beautifully he explained that this dunya is a place of mehnat and effort. When a person's eyes will close and he will go into the qabr, that is the place for him to sleep. And the hereafter is Darul Jaza, the place for enjoyment and recompense. But in this world, it is a place for effort. And we know how much of effort we are making in every other avenue. Ulama explained, when it comes to my dunya, my rozi, my sustenance, then this is not proportionate to the effort I put in. If we really look at it, my dear brothers, how much of effort are we making for our dunya? And how much is Allah giving us? How many of us ever asked for 90% of the bounties Allah is giving us? When did I ask Allah for fresh and clean air to breathe? When last did I ask Allah to give me clean water to drink? We know when there is some water cuts or there is a power outage, then we make dua that Allah must restore the electricity or restore the water. But when last did I ask Allah, I want fresh and clean water to drink, or I want air to breathe, or I want the usage of my limbs and my faculties? But despite our minimal efforts for dunya, Allah is giving us. Allah is putting food on the table. Allah is giving us our assets and our wealth. So when it comes to effort for dunya, this is not proportionate to what we will receive. But when it comes to my deen, my iman, my taqwa, my akhirat, here nobody will give it to me. A person doesn't wake up for sari in the morning, his wife will wake him up. That there's a few minutes left, at least have one or two kajur, have a sip of water. A person forgets to lock his shop, the employee will phone him. That now go and lock the shop, you forgot to lock it, you forgot to set the alarm. For dunya, there will be people to remind us, for my deen, for my iman, the effort has to come from my side. Nobody will be there to put the Quran in my hand, you didn't make your tilawat for the day. You didn't make zikrullah for the day, you didn't take the name of Allah. You didn't make istighfar, for this I have to make an effort. And proportionate to the effort a person makes, Allah will then reward and bless a person. So these nights and these days, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, as we mentioned, to make sincere and genuine tawbah. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned, and we mentioned it the other morning as well, that for a person's tawbah to be accepted, then there is a checklist that it has to pass through. Three conditions that a person has to fulfill. Number one, he says, أَن يُقْلِعَ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. And this is perhaps the greatest challenge. For a person to put an end to that guna and sin that he is involved in. You ask the youth or the youngster of today, he finds it almost impossible. Then how am I ever going to delete that application? Tonight is the night, my dear brothers. Let us not wait for the 25th night and 27th and 29th night. But it could be now, it could be tonight, it could be later on in the early hours of the morning where the decision is made. That forgive this person, don't forgive him. Let him become a recipient of the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah. For us to make that decision, sign the deal with Allah. Ulama say tonight is the night for us to close those accounts. Cancel the subscription. Put an end to that policy. Delete the application. I don't need this in my life. It is blocking my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no relationship more important in my life right now. I am absolutely muhtaj, in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So an yuqli'a anil ma'asiyah, that a person makes a concerted effort to abandon that guna and that sin. To give it up for the sake of Allah. Then he says, an yandama ala fi'liha. That a person has genuine nadamat, remorse, regret. That how did I bite the hand that is feeding me? Ulama give an example that a person wakes up in the morning and he sees on his front doorstep there is a beautiful basket of fruit, different colors, and he can smell the aroma of that fruit, some fruit that is out of season. And there is a note that this is for the owner of the house. So he looks around, he can't see anybody, he takes it in. The children also smell that fruit. They enjoy their breakfast for the day. But he doesn't know who left this basket for him. The next morning, the very same thing happens. When he leaves home, he sees that basket on his doorstep. Again, there is no sign of who has left it for him. The third day, the same thing. The fourth day, the same. He says, any person with half a heart will think to himself, let me wake up a little bit early. Let me lie in wait and see who is leaving this on my doorstep. That's such a benefactor, such a well-wisher. He's bringing fruit that is out of season for me. So a person's curiosity will be piqued. I want to know who is this person. I must at least thank him. I must reciprocate and give something back to him. Ulama explained, Allah is not giving us one basket of fruit every day. Allah is giving us the mouth to taste and to eat that fruit. Allah is giving us our hands, our eyes, our ears. Every morsel of food, every drop of water that a person drinks is coming from Allah. But for myself to wake up early in the morning and to think to myself, let me try and recognize who is this benefactor? Who is giving me all of these bounties? That this is why Allah has created us. So these last 10 nights, my dear brothers, Allah has given to us for this purpose. To recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn to Allah in nadamat and regret. Many a times we find a person will get together with some old friends. And then they will reminisce and think back that when we were in school or university or back in the day, then we went to this place and we did this and we did that. And a person takes enjoyment. Ulama say he remembers the good old days. Whereas in reality, those were actually the bad old days. The days of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a person to have the genuine remorse and regret in his heart. That I should not have broken the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How was I so daring? From where did I take that courage or that bravery to break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And thirdly, he mentions, أَن يَعْزِمَ أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا. That a person makes a genuine intention, a firm intention within his heart, that I will not return to this act of disobedience for the rest of my life. No matter what comes in my way, no matter how difficult it may be, no matter how strong the pull may be. And we know how it is when a person is addicted. Addiction is not just drug addiction or addicted to the bottle or some intoxicant. A person may be addicted to dunya, addicted to his cell phone, addicted to some illicit relationship, addicted to some incorrect way of life. But no matter how strong that pull may be, no matter the peer pressure around me, no matter what the environment may be calling me towards, an ya'zim, a person makes that firm intention. Ulama say like putting a car into gear, that now that it is in gear, it will not move backwards. It is only moving ahead. Our gaze should be on the akhirat, that my direction is in the akhirat. These three conditions that my tawbah has to pass through, that I must abandon the guna and sin. I must have the genuine remorse and regret within my heart, and that firm intention not to go back to the disobedience of Allah. Then Imam Nawawi rahimahullah explains, now that ta'ib, that person who is turning to Allah in repentance, now he becomes the beloved of Allah. Now he becomes the friend of Allah. Now when he lifts his hand, his dua is different. Now when he makes takbir, his salah is different. When he opens Quran, his tilawat is different. Because now that connection is created with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not just reserved for the ultra pious or those with white hair and grey beards. But Allah has kept these bounties and blessings for each and every one of us. Allah is prepared to give it to us. Let us make this intention, my dear brothers, that from now, this very moment, as we are seated here, I will not wait for the next night. I will not wait for the 27th and the 29th night. I will not wait for Khatamul Quran. I will not wait for tahajjud time, the early hours of the morning. But as I am seated here, I will make the genuine tawbah before Allah. It does not even need to be verbal from within our hearts. That I am remorseful, I am regretful of the life I have led. The entire year has come out. The entire month till now has come out. Oblivious of the commands of Allah. That I am busy in the rest of my dunya. And I am chasing after that which Allah has already decreed for me. Of course, this is also necessary, it is also permissible. And as we mentioned earlier also, to take rest is also permissible. But the entire year has come out now for me to turn or to set that compass straight, that my gaze and my direction is the akhirat. My intention and my goal is to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then see how the remaining 10 days will come out. The enjoyment and the sweetness that Allah will give to us. And this is a special appeal, my dear brothers, especially our youth. Especially those of us who have that fire burning within us. And we feel as though this fire will never be extinguished. How many a youngster will come and say, that no matter how much I try, but I just cannot give it up. I keep on falling back into that vice. And the temptation is too strong for us to raise our hands tonight. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make a deal with Allah. Ulama say, speak to Allah, Allah is prepared to listen to us. A person has a father who is understanding, he is caring, he is loving. Then no matter what predicament he finds himself in, he knows I can speak to my father. I can reason with him, I can ask him. And he is prepared to listen to me. Allah is even more loving. Allah is more caring, more compassionate. Allah is prepared to listen to us, whatever the worry and concern of the heart may be. Whatever the challenge may be in my life right now, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us raise our hands. One is the dua that we will make. And more than that is our own individual dua from our hearts. Ask Allah for our needs. Ask Allah for our dunya. Ask Allah for our qabr, for our akhirat. These are the moments Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. Wretched is that person who will find the month of Ramadan and his maghfirat and forgiveness will not be made. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has cautioned us, has reminded us, has exhorted us over and over again, take advantage of these moments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll end on this. We mentioned earlier on also that these are the moments where the airwaves are full of the barakat and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we can sense it or not, but right now for us to tune our hearts to the correct frequency, to catch onto those waves and to ride those waves of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mu'inus Patel sahab rahmatullahi alayhi would mention these last 10 nights and especially the odd nights, every night is a flight that is taking off and the destination is the pleasure of Allah. But just as a flight in this world, if I remain at home, I don't make the effort, I've got to go to the airport and I've got to board that flight. For us to make that intention, that effort to board these flights that will take us to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We make a short dua inshallah. The second session will commence at 10:15 and there a more lengthy dua will be made. But as we mentioned, one is the dua that we make as encouragement because we are in the masjid at the end of a program. More important than this is for us to make dua individually later on. We have the entire night, we have the moments before Sehri, before Fajr Salah also, for us to engage in some a'mal, some ibadat, and especially to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. Allah give us tawfiq. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله وعلانيته وسره اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنك عفو اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا حليم يا كريم O my most kind Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, O my Rahim Kareem Allah, we have raised our hands before you on this Mubarak and blessed night, O my Allah. Ya Allah, taking the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma innaka afuun, O Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had taught us that you are an embodiment of forgiveness, O my Allah. You dearly love to forgive the sins of your slaves, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. Tuhibbu al-afwa. O my beloved Allah, we have raised our hands before you, O my Allah. Sincerely, genuinely, from the bottom of our hearts, we are asking you, O my Allah, fa'fu anna. Forgive us, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us of all our sins, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. The sins of our youth, O my Allah. The sins of the day, the sins of the night. The sins committed knowingly, unknowingly. Ya Allah, especially those sins when we thought nobody was watching us. We thought that we could hide from the world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we were able to hide from our wives and our children, O my Allah. We were able to hide from our parents, O my Allah. We were able to hide from our neighbors and our friends, O my Allah. O my Rahim Kareem Allah, but you were watching every move of ours, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you knew the treachery of the eyes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you were aware of the treachery of the heart, O my Allah. Ya Allah, at that moment, if you wanted, you could have snatched away our eyesight from us, O my Allah. You could have taken away our hearing from us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you could have caused our hearts to stop beating, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you made sattari, O my Allah. You concealed us, O my Allah. O my Rahim Kareem Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, we ask you, we implore you. O my Allah, continue to conceal and make our sattari, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, O my Allah. Ya Allah, clean our slate and our record, O my Allah. O my Rahim Kareem Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever they are, O my Allah, they have raised their hands, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, make their maghfirat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going through a very difficult time, O my Allah. Ya Allah, through the barakat of our gathering here and our raising our hands, Ya Allah, let this become a means of your anger becoming cool, O my Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of your rahmat and your mercy, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, especially in Gaza, in Palestine, Ya Allah, those brave souls are standing, Ya Allah, in the front line and defending the ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept their qurbani on behalf of the ummah, O my Allah. Accept their shahadat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the broken hearts of those fathers and mothers, O my Allah. O my Rahim Kareem Allah, keep them steadfast, O my Allah. Grant them firm iman, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, show them your qudrat and your power and your assistance, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my beloved Allah, the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wherever there is any worry, any difficulty, any pareshani, any hardship, O my Allah, you bring the solution, O my Allah. Ya Allah, O my Rahim Kareem Allah, remove all the difficulties and problems, O my Allah. Ya Allah, each and every person has within his own heart and his own life. Ya Allah, those things that are keeping him awake at night, O my Allah. Ya Allah, some person is in debt, O my Allah. Some person has some chronic illness, O my Allah. Some person is suffering from some marital dispute, O my Allah. Ya Allah, some person wants children but can't have children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are al-mu'ti, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who gives and bestows, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are in debt, Ya Allah, provide for them halal and pure sustenance, O my Allah. Make it easy for them to repay their debt very, very quickly, O my Allah. Keep their izzat and their honor, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustamir, da'im. O my Rahim Kareem Allah, restore them to full strength and health, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have marital disputes, O May Allah, where they are broken homes, O May Allah, you heal and you patch up those relationships, O May Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are desirous of children, give them pious, healthy, normal children who will become a coolness to their eyes and in the khidmat of deen, O May Allah. O May Rahim Kareem Allah, those who have left this world, especially those of us whose parents have left this world, Ya Allah, fill their kubur with noor, O May Allah. Ya Allah, fill their kubur with noor, O May Allah. Ya Allah, remove the adab of qabr from them, O May Allah. Ya Allah, we heard in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam that a person's rank will be raised in the court of Allah, and he will ask, O Allah, how did I reach this level? I know my deeds were not up to scratch and standard. Allah will say to him that this was because your child sought forgiveness for you. O May Allah, we're asking on behalf of our parents, forgive them, O May Allah. Forgive our spouses, O May Allah. Forgive our children, O May Allah. Forgive our relatives, our musallis, our neighbors, our friends. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O May Allah, grant us tawfiq to spend the rest of these beautiful moments of the month of Ramadan correctly, O May Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to make sincere tawbah before you. Ya Allah, the challenge of nafs and shaitan that is waiting for us. Ya Allah, you become a barrier between us and nafs and shaitan, O May Allah. Ya Allah, pull us out of the gutter of sin, O May Rahim Kareem Allah. Give us pure and clean hearts and lives, O May Allah. O May Rahim Kareem Allah, reward Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on behalf of the ummah. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. O May Allah, grant us tawfiq of bringing sunnah into our life, O May Allah, of practicing on every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when the time for our maut comes, take us to Medina Munawwara. Ya Allah, if that is not muqaddar for us, wherever it may be, but Ya Allah, let it be in a condition that you are pleased and happy with us. Ya Allah, don't let our maut come in such a condition that we are disobeying you, breaking some command of yours. Ya Allah, let this be the best day of our life when we will meet with you and you will say to our souls, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Ya Allah, cool our eyes, O my beloved Allah. Cool our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluh. Ya Rabbi, salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah, refreshments have been prepared, which will be served downstairs in the basement area. Brothers can proceed downstairs, partake of the refreshments, freshen ourselves up, and then thereafter let us try and come back into the masjid, inshallah, and prepare for the second session, which will start at 10:15, inshallah.